Hey, everybody, it's me, Mike Evans. It is Aloha time, my last day in Hawaii. Oh, we start off with a pop quiz question. How many screens, on average, will a new Top Flight movie open on? Nationwide, 3,000 screens, 3,500 screens, or 4,000 screens? Answer in just a minute. Lamar Odom is telling secret, shocking stories about the Kardashians. Secrets that will shock everybody. And he's being offered millions of dollars to write these secrets in a book. We're talking about some scandalous stuff. Setting the record straight, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw are doing just fine. There's nothing wrong with their marriage. And despite Robin Thicke being happily married, that hasn't stopped Miley Cyrus from making unwanted calls to his home. And Mrs. Thicke, not happy about that. And the story that Clint Eastwood and his ex are swapping with Hawaii University basketball coach and his ex has been long rumored. Now they're talking about it more matter of fact. Movie review, it opens today. I don't generally like the futuristic sci-fi thrillers. However, Riddick is a fabulous movie, and Vin Diesel is fabulous as a villain turned hero. Great monsters, special effects, great script, solid acting, pleasant surprise. Riddick, rated R, 118 minutes, 3 stars. Here's a bonus for you. Vin Diesel's getting paid $12 million for this movie. On the other hand, after being released, also being released this weekend, is the biopic Winnie Mandela, which was actually made 2 years ago, and it is so bad. I guess they thought that the stench might go away if they just left it alone a couple years. Doesn't work on Lindbergh or cheese. Didn't work with this movie. Horrible. Terrence Howard, Jennifer Hudson. Almost as bad acting as a script. Rated PG-13, 101 minutes. Nelson Mandela's wife's story. Winnie Mandela. 1 star. TV news. Leanne Rimes' reality show. It's going to stink it up. I hear it's one and done. George Eads, formerly of CSI, has been let go from the show because of his temper. Blow up at writers. If he apologizes, could come back. Answer the pop quiz. How many screens will a major motion picture usually open up on? 3,000, 3,500, or 4,000? The answer is
3,000.
4,000.
It's about 3,000, about 2,980 to about 3,060. There you go. It's Aloha time. Headed back to Los Crapulas Seward by the Sea. Talk to you live from LA on Monday. Mike Evans, see ya.
Thanks, Mike. Your Hollywood Buzz is brought to you.